Five Achievements Where Time Will Still Tap Me on the Shoulder, by Krishna's Mercy.
Yamya Vapi Smaran Bhavam Tyajate Ante Kalevram Tantam Evaiti Konte Sada Tadbhav Bhavita.
Quote, whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail.
Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 8.6.
1. After I have set my children up for success.
Growing up, a friend of our parents used to brag about how their children all ended up becoming doctors. This person was so proud to have done that. He literally beat a few of the children into that occupation. He used violence to make sure they didn't dare contemplate entering any other profession. That is an extreme example, but what if I am able to do something similar? If my children are set up in life, to be self-sufficient, to abide by laws, to respect others, to make meaningful contributions to society, does that mean anything? Will time spare me, due to the accomplishment?
2. After I have started a successful business.
It is one of the largest corporations in the world. When measuring by market cap, it is in the top 10. I started the company from my basement with a few friends. Just think of how many people I employed. There are entire communities built around servicing just one aspect of our business. Should I not get credit for that? I have done something wonderful. It was not easy. It took a lot of sacrifice, dedication, and hard work. No one supported me. Everyone said I was crazy. Perhaps time will keep that in mind before tapping me on the shoulder.
3. After I have built the home of my dreams.
They say the secret in real estate is three things: location, location, location. This home is in the best possible place. We built it from the ground up. We customized everything. I will be able to live peacefully for a long time, hopefully. That is, of course, if the higher forces cooperate.
4. After I have retired.
People cite various studies. These show that workers often struggle during early retirement. They lack meaningful engagement. As a result, they tend to not live as long. I don't think I will have that problem. I am ready to relax. By relax, I mean follow the kind of work that I always wanted to do. No more meetings. No more deadlines. I will be active, for sure. I hope to enjoy this period of my life for a while. I have earned it.
5. After I have turned my life around.
I was in bad sorts. I was always miserable. I was fearful. I hesitated when making decisions. I was unsure of myself. I took advice from the wrong people. I landed in so much trouble. But now things have turned around. I am doing much better. I feel as if I have been rescued. I will not forget the people who helped me. I want to give back and offer the same to others, for I see many are struggling. I hope I will be able to stay in this path for as long as I want to.
His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada explains that there is no amount of preparation, care, attention, or arrangement that can keep a person permanently within this world. It is simply not possible. It is a harsh reality of life. When someone has departed, there is nothing we can do to bring them back. On occasion, in a special circumstance, a saintly person or advanced yogi may be able to work a miracle, but that only applies for the near term. There is relief for a brief moment, but the inevitable reality will have to play out at some future time. If we cannot stay here, then why try? Why behave as if we can? Why make plans into the distant future, when not even tomorrow is guaranteed? There is no assurance that we will wake up tomorrow morning. There is food available at the local supermarket, but a single catastrophe can disrupt the entire supply chain overnight. My business is profitable today. It has such an abundance of cash that there is periodic return of profits to the shareholders. Known as dividends, the payout has steadily increased over time. Nevertheless, there have been companies which were steady, reliable, and profitable for over a century who are no longer around. Something happened. There was change. No one expected it. No one was prepared to handle the fall, which can be long and painful. No one wanted the ride to end, but time eventually arrived, to give a tap on the shoulder. We should appreciate the Acharya for reminding us of this truth. If there is no permanent stay within the material world, then maybe our focus should be on the future. To where will the soul go? What state of being will the individual find? Is there a way to alter destiny, to change course such that we can choose where to go? Bhagavad Gita explains that it is consciousness which makes the determination. The state of being at the time of death determines what the future will look like. My state of being does not have to be identical to yours. We are individuals. You take two people and place them in a room. You give them the exact same objects to work with. All other conditions are the same. This is a controlled experiment. The two people, of exactly the same age, gender, and ethnicity, follow unique activity paths. They do not always do the same thing. This is because they are individual at the core. Therefore, my future state of being might not be exactly the same as yours. Consciousness makes the determination. At this point, the wise person deduces that the higher way of living, which recognizes the reality of time as death, must be linked to consciousness. That is to say, genuine spiritual life is for configuring the proper type of consciousness. Bhagavad Gita also explains how within the many planets in the material world there is the repeating cycle of birth and death. The description is Mrityuloka. However, there is one realm which is different. It is the highest realm. Upon reaching there, a person never has to leave.
Abraham Bhuvnal Lokaya Punar Avartino Arjun Mam Upetya Tu Konte Punar Janma Na Vidyate.
Quote, from the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, never takes birth again.
Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 8.16.
The goal of life thus becomes simple. The straightforward way to understand is to fix the consciousness on that highest land. Remember its proprietor. Be aware of its nature, which is derived from the proprietor. Be always conscious of this place and returning to it. Such a state of being, created and maintained even before physically leaving, is like reaching that place without having to travel at all. This is because the person who presides over that realm is absolute in nature. In closing, even plugging every gap, time still on shoulder to tap, because the end drawing near, to next destination to steer, by consciousness decision made, by wise steady attention paid, that to the highest land to reach, from Dharma principles to teach.